It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. The International Space Station is considering commercial sponsors for missions into space. We'll talk about what that could look like as federal funding for the space program nears a hard deadline.
But right now, we are talking about our fall membership drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks so much, Jennifer. I'm Keely Boltina with Jennifer Dargan here in the studio. And we are here to remind you that WPR relies on listeners like you. Your support is the single largest piece of the funding for all of these WPR programs that you enjoy and rely on. So if you haven't given yet, now is the time. It's easy. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Now is the time, and our goal is 10 pledges this hour. This goal is really important. It's set to make sure that we have the funding that we need for the programs that you rely on.
We'll meet this goal one pledge at a time. Let's start with yours at WPR.org or on the phone at 888-202-2552.
And many of us enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial free, and that means we depend on other sources of funding. State, federal, and business support are all really important, and there's another important source to us too.
The single largest piece of funding for WPR programs comes from you. It's your support that makes all the difference. It's the backbone of how things work here. When you give, you keep quality, independent news and conversation on the air. So make your gift now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And your listening really adds up. When you're listening to WPR on your way to work and home every day and some on the weekend, you're listening for hundreds of hours per year.
And if you've never given to WPR before, make your gift today. Do, say, $10 or $20 a month. For hundreds of hours of listening, that makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you'll find anywhere. Your gift, no matter what amount you choose, really does make a difference. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Election Day is just around the corner. We have a lot going on in the news. There's a gubernatorial race. There's races for Senate and the House and state and local representatives.
You're informed because Wisconsin Public Radio follows the candidates and the stories and provides analysis. You hear it on the air, and you also find lots of information online at WPR.org. And it's this kind of balanced election coverage that's only possible with your support. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Fall is in the air. Maybe you have new shoes for the season. What about socks? This membership drive, we have you and your feet covered.
They've got red toes, good dash of color.
They're really cool. They have these great Wisconsin Public Radio logo on them, and they look really comfy.
I'm way into these socks. This is fantastic. I am definitely not someone who knows how to match their socks with their actual shoes, but I love some peacocking with your socks. That's, I think, a real power move. That's something you definitely want in your day.
Ask for your pair of WPR socks right now. Give $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120. Here's how.
Pledge at WPR.org or pick up the phone, call 888-202-2552. I'm Keely Boltina with Jennifer Dargan, and we're here to tell you that listener support is the single biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on, like the morning show. That's why your support during this fall membership drive is just so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Choose the amount that works for you and go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And if you think, I don't have time for that this morning, it is very easy. It's not one of these complicated forms. We just ask for your name, your contact information, the how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
It takes just a few minutes to make that gift to Wisconsin Public Radio. And those few minutes fund your daily listening every day. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're still looking for 10 more pledges, and we have about 50 minutes left to go to get them. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 202-2552.
You know, if this is your first time donating to WPR, we want to say thank you. If you're already a sustainer, another big thank you right now. And if you're not a sustainer, there's a real opportunity here. You can become one right now. It's easy to set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Keely, we heard from a donor who pledged and passed along a comment with their pledge that said, clearly, WPR is a most objective, inclusive radio station that covers news, events, topics, and stories in Wisconsin. Well, we agree, and we're glad you do, too. And continued, I want WPR to continue to provide this type of coverage for the people in Wisconsin. Thank you so much for that pledge and comment. Now, how about you next? WPR.org, or you can call us and make a pledge at 888-202-2552. We thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hear testimony today from Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and from Christine Blasey Ford, who has accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were in high school. WPR plans to bring you live NPR coverage of the hearings after our program. Right now, though, we're talking about the International Space Station. Federal funding runs out in 2025, and that might seem like a long time, but it can take NASA years to develop a new spacecraft. In the meantime, the space agency is considering allowing commercial development on the ISS, including advertising. Could the ISS become a giant floating billboard in outer space? Well, I guess that's one of the questions we'll have in this segment of the morning show. Elizabeth Howell is with us. She's a space reporter who's written for NASA, Space.com, Astronomy Magazine, and more. Good morning, Elizabeth. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
So NASA announced that it might allow commercial partnerships this summer. Where did this idea come from?
Well, one of the ways that this happened was that the Trump administration is hoping to get more commercial opportunities in low Earth orbit, which is basically the zone in where the International Space Station orbits. But I should mention that there's already commercial stuff happening on the International Space Station. They've got ships, they've got experiments that are happening up here. They're just really looking to expand the scope of activities.
So would this just be for the International Space Station, or would this be across the board at the agency?
Well, so far as I've heard, it's going to be just on the International Space Station. But I should mention that NASA is looking at maybe in the 2020s expanding its activities to go to, back to the moon. And so I suppose if it works well in low Earth orbit, they might consider it for other things. But we haven't heard that yet.
We've seen a lot of private-public partnerships with NASA in recent years, like SpaceX, for example. How is this different?
Well, one of the ways in which it's different is they're thinking about putting direct advertising on the International Space Station. For example, whenever SpaceX brings a cargo ship up there, it's not like the astronauts are saying sponsored by SpaceX or anything when they're talking to Mission Control. But it's very possible that, for example, the astronauts might be working on an experiment and then there would be maybe a placard in the background just showing the logo of some sort of a company. But NASA would have to be careful that it's not disrespecting the work on the space station and also not getting in the way of any conflict of interest rules for public servants. And so this will probably take a little bit of time to implement.
So I'm trying to get a handle on what this would look like. Are we talking about astronauts wearing spacesuits covered in logos like NASCAR drivers, something more subtle than that?
It might actually be like that. Yeah, it could actually be like that. It could be astronauts with logos that they're wearing on their T-shirts whenever they're inside of the space station. They might be putting more logos on the outside if they're spacesuits when they're working outside. And those logos obviously could change as the different entities would be contributing to the space station. But right now we're not 100% sure because NASA's still looking at it. But I think that would be one of the possibilities for sure.
So this announcement came out this past summer. Has anything happened on it since?
I haven't heard of anything happening since, but I'm sure that there are people in Congress that are looking at it because obviously with the space station program maybe wrapping up in 2025, they're going to be looking at ways of getting the most use out of it. And so they're going to be thinking about innovative ways of doing experiments, maybe running some more long-duration missions like that one-year mission that they had a couple of years ago, and then possibly this advertising thing. So So 6 years sounds like a long time, but it could be, it's actually quite a short time when you think about trying to develop a new spacecraft or a new space program. So I'm excited to see what NASA's going to do next.
Is this a budget thing for NASA? I mean, why do they want to do this and why now?
Well, as I said, NASA's looking for innovative ways of involving companies into the space program. Part of it might be a little bit of budgetary, but also I think part of it might be a little bit of exposure, because the agency is always looking at ways of partnering with really neat people doing cool things. I mean, back in 2015, when the Martian movie came out, for example, this wasn't like an advertising campaign, but NASA did have the actors, for example, come to the agency, do videos. They had some chats with the actors at the time, and then they actually sponsored the movie in the sense that they allowed their logo to be used. I don't mean that they were funding the movie, but that they allowed their logo to be used, which is not the same for all space movies. And so NASA is used to sort of partnering with people that are sort of outside of its sphere of influence. The question is just exactly how far they want to go.
We're going to continue our conversation with space reporter Elizabeth Howell just ahead. What do you think? Do you think private companies should be able to advertise with NASA? Should the space agency be open to commercialization? Or does this represent a conflict of interest in your view? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is the email address, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Our conversation continues just ahead. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
Good morning, I'm Keely Boltina with Jennifer Dargan, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. You count on the Ideas Network for interesting conversations like this one about the potential commercialization of the International Space Station. We joked NASA by Nike, right? It's crazy, incredible, thought-provoking conversations right now that you count on, and we count on you to help keep these discussions on the air.
And listener support is the single largest piece of funding that makes this show and all the others that you enjoy possible. And that's why your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
We're looking for 10 pledges in the next 40 minutes. It's completely doable, and it's only possible with you. Your gift right now is so critical, because when you give, you support the programs that you rely on every day.
And we cannot say thank you enough to those of you who have already given. Thank you, thank you. If you're a sustainer, if you sent in a check by mail, and if you haven't given yet, the time is right now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network. This is a unique radio service in the nation, and your support makes it possible. Pledge now for the station that you rely on and that you enjoy. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We love our sustaining members. They provide a really vital and stable support for WPR. And so if you are already a sustaining member, we want to say thank you so much for your ongoing support. And if you aren't a sustainer yet, become one right now.
As a sustainer, you make ongoing automatic monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. And what I love is that it's easy to set up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you'll feel really good every time you listen, knowing that your support is always current.
Picture yourself perusing the shelves of your favorite bookstore with $200 extra to spend. That could be you. You'll have 5 chances to win a gift card to a bookstore near you.
I'm a comic book person, just to be more of a nerdy cliche. There are these big versions of classic comic books. I want to like take it in and enjoy it, and that's really what having that kind of money to spend at a bookstore gives you.
I would probably buy a lot of books that I really want to read. Fiction, I choose a lot of novels. There's something about the actual book, holding the actual book, that's a lot of fun.
If I had $200, I would definitely look forward to spending it on the new George R.R. Martin book series. Probably a bagel if they have a bookstore bagel.
they have books, yeah.
Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the rules and details at WPR.org/drawing. Donate any amount right now to be entered. Here's how.
Call 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org. I'm Keely Boltina here with Jennifer Dargan. We're asking for your support during this fall membership drive because it's what makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
The day is young. Make a difference before you even leave the house. Be like Anna or Anna from San Francisco, who pledged already this morning. What, it's got to be before 4 o'clock in the morning when she pledged. If she's there, she might be visiting Wisconsin. But anyway, she pledged and she said, "I have always wanted to donate to the radio station where I get my daily news. I just got my first job out of graduate school, so I'm finally able to start supporting WPR. Thank you so much for that donation. Now, how about you next? Donate to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you will have made a great start to your day.
We have 35 minutes left to get 10 more pledges. We can make that happen. Really, you can make that happen. Your gift now at WPR.org or on the phone at 888-202-2552 is such an important part of making the programs that you enjoy possible.
And we do need 10 more pledges, but you don't have to worry about all 10 of them. Just make one of them.
Just one.
Other 9 people will take care of the rest of them. Make that right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge is so important and your contribution is so powerful. It fuels the important information you get every single day on the morning show. So show your support right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. We're talking about the possibility that NASA might allow commercial partnerships for its space missions. Elizabeth Howell is a space reporter who's written for NASA, Space.com, Astronomy Magazine, and more. Elizabeth, what are the potential drawbacks of allowing advertising in this space program?
Well, one of the things that I was talking about just before the break was the fact that there might be a conflict of interest for the astronauts that are working on board the space station, because the astronauts, as we all know, are highly public figures, and they have to be very careful about looking like they're going to be representing somebody but NASA while they're still working for the agency. Now, to be sure, after astronauts retire, they do commonly go into advertising for stuff. I mean, for example, there was this Apollo 7 astronaut back in the 1960s. He got a terrible cold in space, and then when he retired, he ended up sort of advertising for a cold relief company, which I thought was pretty funny at the time. But in any case, whenever you're working for NASA, your primary obligation is to be representing the agency. And for sure, NASA doesn't want to be putting its astronauts in an awkward position when it comes to advertisers.
Well, and there are doesn't current law also regulate and maybe even prevent NASA from forming commercial partnership? For example, that's why the Mars rovers have names like Spirit and Opportunity, not Coke Zero Gravity Vehicle or Toyota All-Terrain Space Gadget 2020. Tell us more about this policy. Why do these regulations exist, and would they have to be changed in order to allow commercial partnerships to go forward?
Okay, the first thing I'll say up front is those were hilarious, and I wish that I was a lawyer because I would be able to tell you more about what the current structure is in terms of what NASA can and cannot do. But what I can say is that the way that NASA deals with commercial companies right now is under something that's called a Space Act Agreement, which I realize is a big word at 6 something in the morning, so sorry, everybody. But basically, the Space Act Agreement is sort of a way that NASA can ask company for help with things that fulfill its fundamental mandate. So, for example, we were talking about SpaceX just before the break. They send up cargo ships to the International Space Station. That is a fundamental part of NASA's mandate, obviously, because they have to get astronauts to the space station to do all of the great commercialization and science work that they already do up there. So I would say that as long as it's sort of fundamental to the agency, that it would be very easy for a commercial entity to get in there. But if we're just talking about, as we said before the break, plastering somebody with advertisements while they're doing a spacewalk, we can argue that's probably not fundamental, you know.
Right. Office of Inspector General for NASA was skeptical about the ability of funding the International Space Station completely through commercial relationships after its federal funding runs out. Can you comment on that a little bit?
Well, I know that in general, the space station is just a very expensive entity to run. I think that the cost of it was about $100 billion, if I've been reading my news sources correctly. And so you can imagine that a company trying to invest in the space station would be looking for a return. And it's almost like trying to have a company fund a utility. It becomes very difficult whenever that happens. I mean, I live here in Canada, and there have been some criticisms in Ontario about hydro and how there's sort of a private entity that's taking over hydro and the prices have increased. And politicians came under criticism for that. So it's difficult whenever you have a company taking over something that's considered almost a service, because then you have problems like service and price increases and stuff like that, just because their first obligation is actually to their investors, to their shareholders, to try and make sure they're making a profit. And space is tough. You know, space is continually a spot where it's hard to make a profit because the technology is so new, it's so untested, they're in an extreme environment. And I would think that would be a very difficult problem for a commercial entity.
Mike Gold is the chair of the Regulatory and Policy Committee for NASA's Advisory Council. He says commercialization is inevitable, and the only real question is whether America will go down that road. Is he right?
I think that he's right in the sense that there are certain things that a company can provide, and there are certain things that NASA can provide, and the two of them would have to be working together sort of to figure out what each of their expertises would be. Now, we do know that they're sort of moving more in that direction, because as I said, we've got SpaceX that's sending astronauts shortly up to the International Space Station. Right now they're sending cargo. And I should also mention there are other companies besides SpaceX. I'm just using that because it's the most sort of popular one. But Orbital Sciences sends up the Cygnus spacecraft, and we have the Boeing CST-100 Starliner, which is going to be sending up astronauts soon. These are all companies that are doing stuff that NASA did back in the 80s and 90s and 2000s, right, with the space shuttle. So it's expanding. The question is, what do they want to do next? You know, now they're sort of saying, okay, we've got astronauts that are going up with commercial entities. We've got cargo that's going up with commercial entities. We've got experiments being done with commercial entities. Are there any other functions that a commercial entity could take over on the space station without compromising the integrity of NASA?
And those are questions that we will eventually get the answers to. Elizabeth Howell, thank you for joining me this morning. Elizabeth Howell is a space reporter who has written for NASA, Space.com, Astronomy Magazine, and more. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.